Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? I'm Teresa. I am an addict. This was completely unexpected, and I really don't know where it's going to go, but here we go. Our common theme, there's definitely a common theme within these rooms. I don't think anybody in here that's in the program would have showed up to a meeting if they hadn't admitted to the first step of recovery, which is we are addicts and we have a problem. So we need to find a solution, and that solution is found within the 12 steps of recovery. I know I came in and found a lot of people that were just like me, who didn't want to battle and deal with just going out there again and again and over and just beating ourselves up constantly. There's never any way to get away from it, no matter what we tried, no matter who we talked to, no matter anything. It didn't matter. And then the more we used, the more nothing mattered. You know, it was just easy to run. So we come in here and we find people that found a way out. So first, we all admitted that we had a drug and alcohol problem and that we couldn't find a way to stop except with each other and with finding our solution in our higher power. Mine is Jesus Christ, and he has given me everything I need to live a life filled with hope, faith, and courage. The readings we heard earlier today pretty much sum up this program for me. I don't know, this is very nervous for me, sorry. So, we come in battered, broken, financially unstable, nowhere to turn, all hope is lost, and we just can't stop. So we have that obsession of the mind where all we know to do is use to cope with all of our feelings, all of the bad things in life, all the good things in life. It doesn't matter. There's always a reason to go out and use, right? So we find out what we have to do to stop that. And I found a common solution is to talk about those things. Keeping all those things inside is only going to keep you inside yourself. And not being able to be directed into a peace and an understanding and a serenity. We say the serenity prayer usually at the beginning and end of every single meeting. And serenity is a huge thing. And I think that for a long time, I always had an inner peace and I can always stay in the moment, which I find a lot of addicts have a struggle to do, because it's a hard thing to do unless you have that higher power that can direct you and you can actually rely on him. I always had a trust and a belief in God, and I thought I trusted and left my life to him in all things I did until I found out just recently that I really wasn't. I really wasn't completely relying on God. So what I really had to do is take a look at my life and where I am and give it all to him. So this has been a pretty powerful week for me, actually. I have been spending a lot of time in prayer and meditation and reading the Word and staying connected. I mean, it's all about service work. Really, I can't keep what I don't give back. So it's really important for me to be of service to everyone around me, especially in these rooms. These drugs are just killing everyone, and that is common among our entire nation and in this entire world, as far as I'm concerned. It's a terrifying drug habit that, you know, one day at a time we can recover if we allow ourselves to, you know. We all have what it takes. And we're all just as important as the next person in this room to each other, to ourselves, and to everybody outside of these rooms. I believe that with my whole heart. It really scares me. I mean, people are dying every minute of every day from using these drugs and not finding the help and the love. And you come into Cocaine Anonymous and you find what I haven't even been able to find at churches sometimes. You know, there is no judgment. There is nobody that looks down on you for anything. We're all here to support each other and love one another and do whatever it takes to make it to the next day. So I think there's a lot of common things among us, and it's pretty incredible since we all do come from very different backgrounds, generally. Nobody really has the same story, obviously, because we're all different, and we all have a different path to take from here as well. So it's really awesome always being around all these different people and hearing what everybody has to say and sharing their stories, and everybody is so open. It's just the 12 steps are really get you to the place that you're striving to be. Once I can take the time and look inside myself and find what I need to do to stay sober and rely on God and be of service to others, then life is good. No matter what happens to me, I don't have to use no matter what, you know? No matter what. So, I don't know. I think that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening.